友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
诗人看到许许多多这样的人，使徒保罗看到许许多多这样的人。
Pastor Paul sees so many people like that.
从旧约到新约，给我们看到许许多多这样的人。
From Old Testament to New Testament, we see so many people don't fear of Lord.
诗人说他救赎我命，脱离攻击我的人，使我得享平安。因为与我相争的人甚多，那没有更变不敬畏神的人，从太古长存的神必听见而苦待他。他背了约，伸手攻击与他和好的人。
He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from old, because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. He has put for his hand against those who were at peace with him. He has broke his covenant.
有多少人虽然已经信了主，说是信了主，
How many people say the kind they believe God?
但是没有更变，没有改变。
But they didn't change.
他的三观没有改变。
The world view didn't change.
他的生活形态没有改变。
The lifestyle didn't change.
他的行事为人没有改变。
The way they treat people didn't change.
我不敬畏神。
They don't fear of Lord.
你知道这样的人，在神的面前要面临审判。
You know what kind of judgment?They're gonna see when they face the Lord.
要面临自己罪的结果。
They have to see the consequence of the sin.
保罗就是因为这个原因，所以在这里苦口婆心来劝人。
Just because Paul see the sad ending for them, so he urging people.
今天我们做基督的使者，也是同样的，这样劝世人与神和好。
Today we are messenger of the God. We also need to persuade people.
甚至包括有些说自己是已经得救的人，也需要与神和好。
Also, we include people, make people to reconcile with God.
那保罗不单是劝人，而且有的时候他也要夸口。
Not only sometimes Paul puts away man, but also they both, he boasts.
甚至从哥林多后书前面的这几章这四章当中，有的人也看到似乎好像保罗在那里夸口夸口夸口。
So in the second Corinthians, some people will read, looks like Paul is being boasting.
我们已经反复说哥林多后书是一本非常特别的保罗书信。他讲到自己很多的个人的经历，个人的心态的这样一个表露。
So we can see this appalling epistle has a special note from him, like mentioned about a lot his experience.
当保罗面对别人的诽谤攻击的时候，他也做出很多的这样的回复。
When Paul faces a slam for other people, he responds.
所以呢，保罗在这里，他就进一步的做另外一个回答，因为有人看到他前面这几章的书信，可能就会做一个结论，说保罗在这里来夸奖自己，向人去举荐自己。
So in the previous the letter, maybe somebody assumed Paul abusing himself.
那保罗说不是这样子的。
But Paul said it's not like that.
我看似好像是在夸口，但实际上是有一个原因，我也不是在这里去推荐我自己。
The Paul said, I have a reason for that. It's not just a boasting.
前面保罗已经讲了，跟哥林多信徒讲了，你们知道我根本不需要再去讲我自己是怎么回事。
Paul emphasized, he doesn't have to repeat again.
保罗讲，因为人是虚浮的。
Also, Paul said, like men are superficial.
并不是每个人都是能够真正的明白体会了解，真的是看人的内心的。
So not everybody can see the heart.
那么保罗为着教会里面的信徒，为了哥林多教会的信徒，
So Paul for the people who in the, the believer in the Corinthian,
让他们能够去回答那些在教会里面制造纷争攻击保罗的人。
So they able to answer to whom like they make slamming in the church.
保罗说叫你们因我们有可夸之处。
So Paul gets to say, but give you opportunity to boast on all the behalf.
现在很多时候人凭着外貌不凭着内心。
Sometimes people who only boast in appearance but not in the heart.
只看到世界的一些表象。
Only see the superficial part.
其实你知道吗？保罗如果从世界的这样的一个表象，世人的标准来看，不管在教会外面，在教会里面，他都有很多可以夸口的。
So in the worldly standard, Paul can boast a lot in church or outside the church.
保罗说：“当我向犹太人去传福音的时候，犹太人不是拒绝他吗？他说我有很多可以夸口的地方。”
So when Paul preaching the gospel to the Jewish, he has a lot to be boasting on.
他说我是最正宗、最正统的犹太人。
He said he is a Hebrew of a Hebrew.
第八天受割礼，这是犹太男孩的一个表记。
He considered himself in 8 days.
便雅悯支派是以色列十二支派当中，不是一个小的支派，是一个很重要的支派。
He's from the Benjamin, Charles,
Benjamin,
Benjamin, Benjamin.
那么他讲到他自己是法利赛人，实际上他的老师是非常好的这个律法师加玛列。
He is a Pharisee of Pharisees. He comes from like Pharisee family. Yeah.
而且在信主之前，他自己就是热心去逼迫教会。
And also he concerned and then.
这些都是犹太人他们非常看重的，在当时需要被人去高举尊崇的这样一些的素质。
So in that time, like the people respect Pharisees and some, but yeah, people like Paul, you know.
严格的遵守律法。
They're very strict to the law.
那么当他面对罗马人的时候。
When they face to Rome.
保罗有没有可以夸口的地方？
Does Paul have anything he can boast?
他的希腊文非常的好。
He has great in Greek.
他生下来就是罗马的公民。
He is a Roman citizen.
他可以跟这些的千夫长、百夫长跟他们去对话。
He has able to have great conversation with the people in the official.
千夫长说：“我的罗马公民的身份还是拿钱买来的。” He purchased his Roman citizenship.
The official said he purchased the Roman citizenship by the money.
保罗说我生来就是罗马人，你还要打我。
Paul said I'm born in Roman citizen, you dare to arrest me.
保罗跑到雅典啊，去跟那些最喜欢辩论哲学的人去跟他们辩论。
Paul went to
Athens
to have a debate with the philosophers.
那么在教会里面，
So in the church,
保罗说我为基督的受苦，为基督的摆上有目共睹。
Paul said, everybody can see the suffering, the trial I've been going through for the Lord.
从所有这些方面他都有可以夸口的地方。
In all the level, he has something to boast about.
但是保罗他说我夸口不是为了我自己。
But Paul said, I'm boasting no for myself.
是为了你们。
It's for you.
这就是到后面保罗讲到自己为什么而活，这是一脉相承的。
So they have a connection between like Paul living for whom.
保罗最大的冤屈就是不断有人说保罗是为了自己，保罗是为了自己，保罗恰恰他说我不是自我为中心，他是以基督为中心的。
Paul said my living is not for myself, it's not self-centered, it's for Lord, it's Christ-centered.
那下面我们紧接着来看第二点，保罗的癫狂与他的谨守。
The second point we can see that Paul mentioned the besides ourselves verse of sound mind.
当保罗他不是在为自己活，一切都是为了信徒，为了教会，为了主的荣耀的时候。
When did Paul living know for himself about for God's glory?
又有人开始攻击他，说他是癫狂了。
Somebody attacked him, said like you're crazy.
说你如果真的是这样，那你是发疯了。
Somebody,
正常人不会这样做的。
Somebody said honor people won't do that. You're crazy.
那保罗呢？好吧，他说，那我们真的是癫狂了，我是为神而癫狂。
But Paul said, so if we are beside ourselves, it is for Lord, it is for God.
我们遇到有的基督徒，他们真的是全心全人的为主而活。
We can meet some Christians, they are really commitment and really devoted to God.
虽然在今天的这样一个时代社会当中，可能越来越少了，很遗憾。
So it is said in this society, maybe not a lot.
但是我有遇到过。
But I met before.
我真的非常的钦佩这样的弟兄姊妹。传道人。
I really respect people who, the brother and the sister and missionary.
我和他们差得很远。
I'm far from them.
当他们把自己全都摆上的时候，有人觉得他们不可理解，不可理喻。
When they devote themselves, when they beside themselves for Lord, they don't understand.
说他们是发疯了。
Some people thinking they are crazy.
有世上的荣华富贵不要。
You abandon the wealth in the earth.
有世人的鲜花掌声不要。
Pause and flower from the other people.
就在刚过这个礼拜，我们有一群的传道人有一个聚集，网络上的聚集。
In the past week, we have a meeting in the online.
那这次在分享的，做特别分享的是一位牧师，他姓王，叫王天生。
The special speaker, his name.
对王天生，
王天生、
啊、很多人都没有听过他的名字。
Not a lot of people hear about him before.
但是他外公的名字大名鼎鼎。
But his grandpa's name have famous one.
叫宋尚杰。
His grandpa's name is 宋尚杰。
宋尚杰不单在我们华人教会当中，很多基督徒信主一段时间全都知道。
宋尚杰 has a great good name in the Chinese Christian.Society.
在西人教会西方教会当中许许多多信徒也都知道张颂。
张颂 is also have a great fame, a good name in the Western Church Society.
他真的是一个全人的为神而活的。
He's really living for Lord.
这一次这个王牧师在回顾他外公的这一生的时候也再一次提到我们都知道这个故事。他被他所读就读的神学院的院长给关到疯人院里去。
So also he shared like the story about his grandpa be arrested in the medical center, on the rest in the medical center.
在 Church Center.
The Church Center.
因为宋尚杰读的是一个不信派的神学院。Union, 美国协和神学院。在纽约。Union Theological Seminary. 那么呢这个就像我们今天这个旧科神学院差不多就这样子的。那么这个他就跟这个院长这些教授说你不要重生啊。You need to be born again. He told his professor.
He told his professor you need to be born again because he went to the Union Seminary School.
那你想想这些教授这些神学院长他们根本就是不信的听了这个他们哪能接受啊
So those professors they are not really believers they just cannot accept.
就是直接把宋尚杰送到疯人院里面去。
So they just send Johnson to the center.
Yeah, the second center. 回到中国他继续是为主全然的摆上自己的生命来传福音。
So when he back to China, he devote himself and for Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说的这个为主，这个癫狂，千万不要只是把它理解成啊，有一些灵恩的聚会，什么大喊大叫，然后怪异的举动啊，满地打滚啊，什么一些的不可言喻的一些语言神态等等。我们不是讲的这个为主癫狂。
So when we talk about we beside ourselves, it's not something like act weird or speak a tongue or rolling on the floor or something like that.
我们指的是信徒为了基督忘我的摆上他自己。
So when we mention about the besides ourselves, it's talking about the point to we devote ourselves, we commend ourselves, and it's all Christ-centered.
一个无我的人是一种为主癫狂的一个状态。
A people who not thinking about themselves is a person who devote to them.
甚至公平地说，公平地说，实际上每一个基督徒都可以达到这样一种状态。
To be fair, we all can decide ourselves alone.
只不过今天我们还差得太远。
But we all far from them.
甚至也有的基督徒满足于我就不要为基督癫狂这样一种状态。
Even some Christians think we are okay, we just have all our life.
曾经有一位弟兄信主。
Once our brother believed in Lord.
他信了主以后，他告诉我，他给家人打电话，告诉自己的长辈亲人。
He called his family.
那他的家人怎么回答他呢？
How his family respond to him?
说信可以。
You can believe it.
不要信得太深就行。
Don't get too deep.
嗯，这意思就是说，我们做基督徒啊，你就差不多啊，就也说自己的信就行。
So it means like you can just be just okay, Christian.
但是不要信得太疯狂。
But do not be crazy for God.
那如果我们的亲人不信主，他们给我们这样的建议，完全可以理解，因为他不懂。
Our family gives us these comments is totally understandable.
但是今天我们作为基督徒，
But today as Christian,
如果我们也还是想说我信就可以，我不要信得太深啊，不要信得太癫狂。
If we talk to ourselves like it's okay, just be mediocre or do not be crazy for Lord.
甚至有的基督徒说我是太懂了。
Even some Christians say I just understand too much.
我已经在教会里很多年了。
I've been in church so many years.
我真的有一次有一个听到有一个弟兄他等着他悔改了，他说我已经在教会里变成一个老油条了。
Even I heard some brothers say I already been long living person in the church.
那么呢，他说到这个时候唱诗歌也不能感动我。
Sometimes he feels he cannot be moved even by singing worship song to God.
讲道也不能打动。
The sermon cannot touch his heart.
弟兄姊妹都在那往我的更加愿意往我的摆上，我就跟你说差不多就行，差不多就行。
When I see some brother or sister devote him or herself to Lord, I just tell myself, it's okay, just be okay.
甚至有的人说我已经看到教会里面啊有好的一面，也有很多的阴暗的一面。
When they say, oh, I saw some positive side and bad side in church.
所以呢有点看破了就也就这样。
He's thinking, I already see through, that's it.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
保罗是什么都经历过的。
Paul goes through everything.
他是什么都看到的。
He saw everything, he saw everything.
但是保罗是真正的看得透透的。
But actually Paul really gets through that.
什么叫看透透？因为他一直看到天上去了。
Because Paul can see the heaven through the thing.
所以世上的一切的拦阻，一切的挫折，一切的阴暗面都不能够让他不为主癫狂。
So for him in the earth, the darkness, the challenge, and the sufferings won't stop him.
那保罗同时说，我们也要来谨守。
Also, Paul mentioned about we need to be sound mind.
这个谨守绝不是 hold by myself, not to live for the Lord, 不是这个意思。
It's not about like hold myself and.Yeah.
保罗这里的谨守就好像主耶稣差派门徒出去灵巧像蛇寻粮要像鸽子，是那个意思。
So Paul mentioned about like we need to have a sound mind. It's just like we be sent to the herd. We should be smart like servant.
在他全然为主而活的同时，
While he devote himself to Lord.
为了信主，
For the believer,
为了教会的光景，
for the future of church,
他知道他应该怎样去做，应该怎样去行。
He knows what he's gonna do.
所以这个叫做 of sound mind.
That is a call of sound mind.
就像前面讲的比赛马不是真正的发疯一样，这里的谨守我们再说绝不是他就不为主。
So this is no talk about we're not living for Lord is a sound mind.
求神今天也给我们这样属灵的智慧。
Please ask the Lord give us this spiritual wisdom.
在活在当今这样的一个社会里面。
In this society.
面对各种各样复杂的情形。
These are all complex situations.
为了神的缘故，为了教会的缘故，为了信徒的缘故。
For living for God's purpose and the believer and the church.
求神也给我们一个 sound mind.
Ask the Lord give us a sound mind.
做合神心意的决定。
Make a decision can please Lord.
那最后。
At the end.
这里对比说主为众死我为主活。
That compares he died for all.Whereas I live for him.
第十四节他继续讲，原来基督在激励我们。
In the verse 14, it's talk about the love of God compares us.
因为我们想一人尽心，众人死，众人就都死了。
Because if one dies for all, then all die.
这个激励这个词，我们要稍微讲一下。
So we're gonna emphasize the compare.
中国的翻译带有一种的力量在里面。
The translator for Chinese feels like we have the strength.
英文的这个 compel 也带这种力量在里面。
Also in the English compels with the strength.
这个翻译是很正确的。
It's a very precise translation.
因为在原文当中这个激励这个词实际上是一个很大的一个词。
In the original text, the word is a big word.
大家记得刚才我们讲到我们在这个世界的这个潮流当中好像被这个大潮推着我们不由自主的往前走跟随众人就这样往前走。
So in today's we can feel like we've been pushed by the time pushed by the society.
保罗在这里说基督的大爱在这里推动着我身不由己。
But Paul mentioned about the love of the Christ compels us.
大家都到这个海边去玩过，对吧
？We all went to the like beach.
我最近听有的弟兄姊妹说到海边不喜欢下水。
I heard about some brothers they don't want to get into the water, the ocean.
那我和我们家孩子到了海边，我们是喜欢下水。
Me and my family we love play water.
当那个大浪来的时候，推着你，你自己感觉到你完全不能够控制。
When the wave comes, it pushes us. We cannot get out of.
这个激励就是这个意思。
This kind of like compelled what that means.
那保罗为什么被主这样的来激励来感动呢
？But how Paul gets this?
那为什么今天很多时候我们自己无动于衷呢
？Why sometimes we feel nothing?
因为保罗知道一点，他说主已经为众人为所有人都死了。
Because Paul knows the Christ died for all.
约翰一书二章第二节，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不单是为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
The first John chapter 2:2 mentioned about he himself is a preparation for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
这是何等大爱，这是何等的牺牲。
This is the greatest love, is the greatest sacrifice, the greatest.
在我根本不配得到他这样的爱的时候。
When we don't deserve, when we still sin,
基督就为我们死。
And Jesus Christ died for us.
今天有的时候，有的基督徒认为说，耶稣基督在十字架不是为普世的人所死。
Sometimes some Christians think like Jesus Christ not die for all.
只是为了某一些的人啊，被预定、被拣选的人去死。
Some people have this wrong view, like pre-selection. Jesus only died for some people.
我实在是不能够同意，不能够接受。
I strongly disagree.
而且不管怎么样说，当我们有这样的一种观点的时候，我们里面难免的带着这样一种骄傲。
So if we have this personal view in ourselves, we will have like a pride.
耶稣为我死了，但是耶稣没有为你死。
We have this wrong view, like oh, Jesus died for me, but maybe not for you.
当我们去传福音的时候，看着一个灵魂说：“耶稣爱你。”
When we go preaching the gospel, preaching the good news, we will say Jesus loves you.
但我心里想，耶稣可能不爱你。
But actually in my heart, maybe it's maybe Jesus doesn't love this person.
我没有办法被基督这样的大爱所激励所推动。
Do we have this compels love? Love compels us.
圣经不是这样讲的。
The scripture is not say like that.
这里的众人原文明明白白清清楚楚的说 all, everyone.
Yeah, in original textbook it said like the Christ died for everyone.
当一个多么不配的人，多么肮脏污秽的人，耶稣也为他钉了十字架，流血舍身。
When people are unworthy or dirty, Jesus also died for them.
我们怎么能不被这样的爱所感动？
How dare we not be compared by this kind of love?
好，那下面，那为什么主为众人死？
Next, like why did he die for all?
原来基督他钉十字架也有一个目标。
Because Jesus Christ also have a purpose on that.
他为众人死，让我们能够来为他活。
Because he died for us, so we can live for him.
有人说，哦，我终于明白了。
They say, oh, I get it.
原来这里自私自我中心的不是别人，就是基督他自己。
So some people think, oh, I'm not self-centered. Jesus, he's self-centered.
我真的听到有人这样说，你看最后神说，你们要来荣耀我，你们要来敬拜我，你们要来依靠我，一切都是神神神。
Some people get question like, see at the end, like,God wants to give glory, God wants people to worship him.
哎呀，这个答案非常简单。
But I will give the short answer repel to them.
这答案就是你说对了。
The answer is you're right.
因为他配得。
Because he worth.
因为这个世界没有第二个人配。
Because no second person in this earth deserves that.
他本来就是我们的父。
He is our father.
他本来就是我们的创造者。
He is our creator.
离了他，我们本来就不能活。
Without him, we cannot live.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
我们放眼望去，看看历史，看看人生，看看你我。
When we see the history, see the our life, see the society.
难道我们还不明白吗？
Are we still not understand?
难道我们还看不透这个世界的谎言吗？
Are we still not see through the lie in this world?
事实就是为自己活的人他活不了。
The truth is the people who are living for themselves, they cannot live.
为什么我刚才说有人说这么多一切的答案到底为什么活，最后他说我就为自己活，我说这是一个很可悲的一个答案，很无奈的一个答案。
Somebody said it is I'm only living for myself, it's pathetic.
我活着是为我自己活，但每个人结局都是死，对不对？
By living for myself, everybody for living for themselves, the end of themselves is death.
以前我们读了一首革命的诗啊，有的人活着他已经死了。
When I read the revolution poem, that some people there alive, but they already dead.
有的人死了，他还活着。
But somebody dead, they still alive.
有人死了，为什么活着？因为他们有一个共产主义理想。
That's why they have some beliefs.
好吧，我告诉您，事实是这样子的，每个人活着都已经死了。
But I told the truth, everybody looks alive right now, like actually die.
以前那个看那个电影的时候，有时候看那个香港那个叫什么警匪片。
When I watch like Hong Kong movie.
那么那个黑社会老大呀，哇，很气派的，手里拿着个大哥大，结果这个。
When the leader of mafia have some like fancy phone.
然后对这个得罪人来说，你死定了。
The mafia told the person you dead.
多年以前我那时候还没有信主，你知道吗
？Years ago, when I was still not Christian.
我每一次看到电影里这样的人物呢，我就觉得很可笑。
Every single time I feel funny to see somebody behave like that.
我心里就想，我说你神气什么呢？
I was thinking, why you both?
你不也死定了吗？
You are dead man too.
每个人都是死定的呀。
Everyone's dead.
Yeah. 所以我们再说一遍，为自己活的人他活不了。
So we can emphasize one more time, the people who are living for themselves, they cannot live.
他的结局是永远的黑暗，是死亡，是审判，这是逃不掉的。
The destiny of them is the dark and the judgment, and they cannot get rid of.
神真的是可畏的。
God's really awesome and what I would feel of him.
所以另外一方面，当我们说为主活的时候，你千万不讲，哎，那我亏了。
When we think like we're living for him, we cannot think, oh, what a mess.
做了基督徒做半天，我自己没有了，我是为基督活。
We cannot think that like I disappear or me disappear.
我今天内心当中我最遗憾的，我最恨我自己的，就是我不能更多的为基督活，我还差得太远。
My regret now is like I cannot live more for God, more for Lord.
因为我知道一个道理。
Because I know that.
就是不为自己活而为基督活的人，他活得特别好。
Whoever who not living for themselves but living live for Lord, they have good life.
Abundant life.
Abundance.
更丰盛的生命。求主帮助我。
Ask the Lord to help us.
求主帮助我。
Ask the Lord to help me.
我真的愿意更多更好的为基督活，为主。
I really want to live more for Lord.
就只有那样，我才是一个活得更好的人。
Then I be abundant.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们为神癫狂。
Let us be set ourselves for Lord.
太多这世界的缠绵。
A lot of things trouble us.
太多我们里面的自我。
A lot of self-centeredness.
太多我们被这个世界所欺骗，所捆绑。
A lot of lies from the world trip us.
世界说你为自己，为自己，为自己。
This world tell us for yourself, go for yourself.
最后我们发现结局是一场空。
And then we realize the ending is not good.
甚至世界说你不要去想，就回避这样。
Do not avoid those tough questions.
但是又有谁能够回避？
So who cannot avoid them?
主啊，我们愿意得着那生命，那更丰盛的生命。
Lord, we want to have this abundant life.
帮助你不配的仆人孩子我，能够更多的、更好的为你而活。
Please help the unworthy servants help us to live for you.
也帮助我们的众弟兄姊妹。
Help all us.
像普世的人传扬那美好的福音。
Let us to share the good news to the people who know.
就是主为世人死，让我们来为他活。
It's like God died for all, and we live for Him.
奉耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。